Lots of texts and letters and email. Carl in Des Plaines, thanks for the jokes. Carol in Wyckoff, New Jersey, sent us some jokes. Julie Mason in California sent some in. Dave in Bloomington. John in Belvedere. Georgianne in Mantino. Ron and Margaret in Wayne, Illinois. Still waiting to hear from Wayne and Ron and Margaret, Illinois. John in Brazil, Indiana. And Mike in Lombard. Thank you for the jokes. Got this note. It says, "Dear John, you're reading my joke about the three teddy bears on Thursday will stay with me for life. It meant more than you will ever know and more than I can describe. Love, Diane and Steve." What a nice note. But Beverly Jean wrote in to say, "Hey, your jokes seem more like riddles lately. I'm sending you one and there should be no problem with this. And God said to John, come forth and you shall be granted eternal life. But John came fifth and won a toaster." Writes Beverly Jean, "There should be no question about this one. I'll be listening." Wow. What's the matter, Dave? You look sad.
Well, I just found out I won't be able to attend the big urology conference in Wiener, Germany this year.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, Dave. You can watch it on a streaming service.
American?
No, European, Dave. What do you call an online party for pirates? What do you call an online party for pirates, kids? Anyone?
No one.
I know it's going to be ARG something, but I don't know.
Rave. ARG.
A webinar. Come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
Why did the elephant paint his toenails red so he could hide in that cherry tree? What do you call a sad strawberry? That's a blueberry. Hey, did you know that if you simmer clowns and comedians for several hours, you get a laughing stock? In order to lead a healthier life, I've given up pizza, sugar, alcohol, and carbohydrates. I've lost 12 pounds and the will to live. I don't even get up in the morning. Well, this explains something. Three dinosaurs find a magic lamp. The first dinosaur asks for a big piece of juicy meat, and meat appears. The second dinosaur asks for a meat shower, and it rains meat. The third dinosaur doesn't want to be outdone. He asks for a meteor shower. That explains something, huh? Are you with me still? My nephew swallowed a toy horse.
How's he doing?
Thanks for asking, Dave. He's in stable condition. What did the horse say when he fell over? "Help, I've fallen and I can't giddy up." Hey, listen to this. A new discovery was made in the wreckage of the Titanic. Researchers say the swimming pool is still full. And finally, my wife is always My wife is always nagging me about my obsession with the Beatles, and I told her to
let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be.
What I told her.
Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
Send your best jokes, please, to John Williams at WGNradio.com. And if they include the words wiener and urology conference.
Again, words I never thought I would be uttering on WGN Radio.
We'd really appreciate it. We'll choose randomly from the jokes sent in and award a Speed Jokes coffee mug on Friday. You can always share them with your friends. Go to WGN Radio's website. That's what's the website for that? WGN Radio.com/speedjokes for the speed jokes, which we post every day.